America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, let's get to the Daily Download.
Story number one.
All right, can they beat us with two guys? Can they beat us with Kamara and Taysom Hill, Mike? Can they beat us with just two guys? That's the two guys I'm worried about. They don't have anybody on the outside I'm worried about. I hope Olave's better because that concussion was brutal, by the way. But they don't have any. They're going to beat us with two guys?
Well, let's see what's going on with our guys. Because, again, we scored a touchdown on a botched idiot. Like, I got it. I don't got it. Oh, God. Punt drop that Kadarrell Hodge jumped on in the end zone. And the other play was a pick six from Troy Anderson. We did not generate an offensive touchdown. We bogged down, and we had four coup field goals. Coup's been a bit lately, too. From Mark Grimondi, posted this about an hour ago from ESPN, Drake London and Drew Dahlman are questionable. For week 10. So not doubtful, but questionable. And Bertrand's out with a concussion. According to Jimmy Lakes, getting Anderson back is huge, so that's good on the defensive
side.
That is. But the story is, talking about Drake says, you know, again, should be maybe game time decision. We'll see. He'll get more treatment. But a hip pointer, generally, that's can be usually 2 to 3 weeks, depending on the dude. Cool. Nothing on Pitts just yet.
I was going to say nothing there. Well, and that might bode well, by the way.
Right.
Because every time Kyle hears us talk about these hamstrings, he's like, I'm fine, y'all. So maybe that bodes
and
well for
Pitts
us.
Pitts was a full participant.
There you go. So that's good news.
So
you
know what? Here's a chance for Pitts to take over a game. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Darnell Mooney's going to have a big play in this, and Ray, everybody else. But still, this is a nice opportunity, especially without, you know, some of the banged up players they got on their defense. Lattimore wasn't going to play anyway with his injury,
no,
but still, let's see Pitts go off down there.
Their secondary is not good. I'm telling you, Cousins for 300, and we win. That's where I'm at. 404-726-0929. By the way, follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up, see Dukes, and follow the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. Follow this radio station, 929 The Game. Stay up on everything that's going on in the world of sports.
Coming up in 3 minutes.
UGA, Ole Miss, and what the number one thing that we're looking at that could be the difference in the game. Meanwhile, Mike, we just gave the injury status. And the crazy thing is, guys, with this win, we said it yesterday late in the show for those who missed it. You're going to hear Coach not admit this, but this division is over. You win Sunday. Nobody has a real opportunity to catch you. Mike, we're already two games up on Tampa with their loss last week to Kansas City. Mm. You will be undefeated in the division with one division game left against Carolina, who's going nowhere fast and basically trying to get the first overall pick. This is a wrap. So do you want to wait till the end of the season? Or do you want to handle that right now, this weekend?
Let's take care of business. Finish it, man. And you got a short trip back from New Orleans. And let's, then you got some road games. Another road game, Denver's coming up. We talked about, you know, this could be a tough one at altitude against a big defense. This is arguably, on paper, it should be an easy game. But it's still a rivalry game. It's a division game. One of the other things that came out, and D-led, thanks, Mike.
What's he talking about?
He says that apparently Jimmy Lake told D'Angelo Malone, from Cedar Grove in Ellenwood.
Yeah.
That he is going to be maybe seeing more
big zip code for us.
More reps out there. So, you know, we talked about, remember we interviewed him when he got drafted back in 22 out of Western Kentucky. You know, the size for him, a little bit of a tweener. That's the argument. And he says, hey, man, if you can play, you can play. But maybe D'Angelo Malone, because you've been asking, is the solution in the building? Let's give some of the other guys an opportunity at it.
I don't want to say that they've held guys back, because you don't do that in the NFL. I mean, this is a win or lose league, and if you we're going to save him to week 8. I don't think that happens. But I do think as you continue to see guys develop, Mike, you start to realize he's close. He might help us. He's coming. We might play him more snaps Sunday. I think that stuff has been going on, and maybe he is one of those guys that they've been talking about right. from that standpoint. But there are other guys, too. I mean, we've talked about this. You know, we keep talking about you know, why certain guys are not getting on the field, and Coach kind of explained that to us this week in the interview. If you missed it, it's online at Odyssey.com, saying we got a lot of veteran guys who right now are just better right. than the guys that we want to play, but their time's going to come, and it's a good problem to have. And so we were talking about the rookie class. But, Mike, I think, listen, if you're telling me D'Angelo Malone's going to be, let's just say, a third down specialist because he won't be in there every down, okay, maybe he helps generate some more pressures.
Right. Well, however you're going to get there, man, James, the hyphenated one, James Smith-Williams.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
talked about, you know, Ebba Cady's got a couple of sacks now. But, yeah, D'Angelo Malone, love to see it. Carter's on the IR.
By the way,
Dorless is supposed to get ramped up, but not yet.
Not yet. I was going to say another bold and fearless, by the way. We get two more sacks this Sunday.
Two.
All
right, well, yesterday, Carl is obsessed with the pace of doubling our 9, which is get us to 18, but you said 25.
Yes, and you still have doubts about this.
Yes, because we've got 9, and these guys are still here, and they haven't added anybody, and the same guys who gave us 9 maybe be lucky to, I don't know, double that, that'd be 18, which would probably still be the dead worst last in the NFL. So I want to be with you and agree with you that we are going to get to 2.5 sacks.
You're just not adding up. The math doesn't add up for you.
No, it just, you know, is you. And by the way, this isn't like, if we don't get sacks, we won't win. We just got to have the sacks at the right time or just make some pressures. You know, I get it. The combination of what Mike Smith said, sacks don't matter. And Raheem Morris, you know, we're almost getting there. All right, man. But at some point, it's just for a team. It's just historical. It's historically bad on a team, which is whole this team history. Edge rush has been historically poor. So, I mean, that's why I'm just being, I'll believe it when I see it.
All right. Here's what the Dogs have to do. And Ole Miss is coming into this game, and they're really good at doing it, and that's stopping the run, Mike. Number 3 in the nation against the run, okay? When you start talking about what the Dogs need to do and what you want them to do, which is more ETN, right? We've talked about this.
But now he's got the ribs.
Right. But this is what Ole Miss does really well. Something's got to give. And I'm not sure. When we look at this game, we're all focused on Beck. Let me tell you something. Mike's right. You know why they beat Texas? They ran the football. I think this is going to be potentially one of the big keys on Saturday, Mike. If they come out and establish this thing and Ole Miss can't stop them, it's going to be a long afternoon for Ole Miss fans.
The Robinsons are still out. Roderick with a toe and Branson with that knee issue. But for what it's worth, Trevor Etienne does not show up on the Georgia injury report. Smile Munden is questionable. Kobe Young, again, I know we got the good news that the ex-girlfriend says that what you thought happened didn't happen, but he's still suspended. So they wouldn't get him ready for this game. But according to this, Etienne looks like he can go.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.